102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Coming next, Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955-WBAB is the phone number if you'd like to ask yes or no questions.
And yes, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Good
like
stretch.
A cat you stretched.
Ugh.
The dead guy in the envelope is a she, so the dead woman in the envelope, actress from TV. She had two big shows. One, she was a star. One, she was a co-star.
Was she a stripper?
No.
Damn it.
955-WBAB. Start with those clues.
Two big shows?
Two big shows.
Color?
Yeah, absolutely. No question. It's not even on the black and white era line, you know? 955-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. All right, we just started off Dead Woman in the Envelope. 955-WBAB is the number. I have the celebrity actress's name in the envelope. You have to figure out who she is. She's an actress from TV that you know from two different TV shows, one she was the star of and another one she was a co-star of. 955-WBAB, definitely from the color television era, not black and white era. Good morning, BAB, go ahead.
I only heard one clue. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Farrah Fawcett.
No, I'm sorry. Not Farrah Fawcett.
Did she die young?
Relatively. Not, I mean, not, I, you wouldn't say she was 20. I mean, not even close to 20, but she wasn't in her 80s either.
Was she on Designing Woman?
No.
Young like 45, 46.
60, whatever.
Right.
Hi, BAB. Dead woman in the envelope.
Is it Valerie Harper?
Oh, no.
She's still going,
man. She's still alive, right?
She's holding. They gave her like a 2-week window to live, and she's been like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Hi, BAB. Good woman in the envelope. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
I'm not even going to ask the question. I'm just going to guess.
Go.
Carol Burnett.
No. Sorry. Probably should have asked the question. And she's still alive. So for that reason, you're out.
Ted?
Did she die of cancer?
No, she did not. I think it was heart attack. 955-WBAB, actress from TV, two big shows. One she was the star of, the other a co-star.
I didn't know women had heart attacks. I thought they just gave them.
955-WBAB, more of your guesses next.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, right. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're playing Dead Guy in the Envelope. I've got the dead woman in the envelope. You have to figure out who she is. Actress from TV, two shows. One she was a star and the other one she was a co-star. Died of heart disease. And also, she's from the color television era, not black and white. So don't go back to Lucille Ball or something. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hi. Was she on two different shows with the same person?
No. And they weren't related shows like, you know, spinoffs or anything.
No, I was thinking Rue McClanahan.
Oh, no. Rue McClanahan? No. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, 955-WBAB. See if you can figure out who the dead woman in the envelope is. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Right now we have a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope, 955-WBAB. Actually, it's a woman, an actress from TV, two TV shows. She was a star in one and a co-star in another. Good morning. Go ahead. What do you got?
Show that she starred in. Was it a spinoff of another one?
No.
Okay. I was thinking B. Arthur.
The show that she starred in, was it her name in it?
No, it wasn't. And the show she starred in was first, and it ran for like 6-7 years. And then the co-star show was after that a few years later, and that ran for a few years. But they weren't related, and that's it.
No, not related. I was thinking the first one came off. I was thinking of B. Arthur. Maude came off the Golden Family.
No, none of the Golden Girls involved in this or the Designing Women. None of them.
All right, thanks.
All right, 955-WBAB. Get to more of your calls next as you try to figure out who this actress is. It's 102.3-WBAB. 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. All right, Dead Woman in the Envelope is underway. 955-WBAB is the phone number if you'd like to make a guess, ask a question. Yes or no questions for this actress from TV who was in two shows. One she was a star of, the other one she was a co-star of. They were not related, not spinoffs. She died of heart disease, and she's from the color television era, not the black and white era. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
How about Linda Lavin?
No, sorry. Hi, BAB, Dead Woman in the Envelope.
Yeah, is it, let me think. Hold on a second here.
No, we don't have, what do you got? Bye.
Is it,
Hi, BAB, Dead Guy. Dead Woman.
Hey, what's up?
Go.
Was she in a show with Valerie Bertinelli?
No. She was not.
So the phone's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
You're on hold.
Jeremy, East End Jeremy.
We then answer, and it's,
Yeah.
Idiots.
Ooh, it's cold out. Give me a break.
I will let you know that she was nominated for 2 Emmys and 2 Golden Globes. So, I mean, time actress, very popular.
Oh.
And a Tony. She won a Tony. So she's very talented in not just television. 955-WBAB. See if you can figure out who the dead woman in the envelope
is. Was it? What about that?
That
guy asked the Valerie Bertinelli question, so it's not Ms. Romano?
Not Ann Romano.
Little redheaded spark plug?
No.
One day at a time?
It is not her. I'm sorry. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Before we get to Ted's news, Brian Metals on the line has a question for a dead woman in the envelope. 955-WBAB is the number to get through. This woman's an actress you know from TV. 2 shows, one she was the star of, the other one she was the co-star of. Brian, what's your question? Go ahead.
Oh, is she black?
Yes.
No, it's not the one from the Jeffersons and Orchard.
It's not. It's not her. Sorry.
That's Lenny Kravitz's mama.
No. Hi, BAB, dead woman in the envelope. Oh, sorry. That's right. I'm sorry. We got to go to Ted's news. So, yes, big clue. She was an actress, a black actress. And one other thing, she was married to 2 different guys and died leaving a lesbian life partner. So that's a very full life right there. 955. I don't know if it helps you get her, but 955-WBAB. More of your calls coming next right out of Ted as this quick BAB news update. 102.3 WBAB. We got to get a guest in here for Dead Guy in the Envelope. 955-WBAB.
We left off with... She was what?
We left off, and she's a black actress.
Right. Okay, and she
Brian Metal was all in it.
And she was married to men.
2 different men. And
a chick.
Had a lesbian life partner at the end of her life.
Huh.
So, very, a varied life. 2 shows, star in one, co-star in the other. Good morning, BAB, go ahead.
Did Betty White star one of the shows with her?
She did not.
Thank you.
Sorry. All right, 955-WBAB. See if we can figure out. She also won a Tony, nominated for Emmys and Golden Globes. Very good actress. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's time for Dead Woman in the Envelope. 955-WBAB. I know who she is. You're trying to figure out who this black actress is. She has 2 hit TV shows, one she was the star of, the other one the co-star of. Married to a couple different guys, and then also left a lesbian partner when she passed away.
I can't even pay attention to you. I'm looking at the pictures and the menu from the place we're going for lunch today. I may bang my food. There's a very good chance my penis comes out at lunch today.
We're taking intern Caitlin to lunch because she was such a great intern in the last semester. And this place is crazy. Well, we'll eat, and then we won't eat for like a week after that, probably.
I'm gonna bang my food.
All right, let's see if you guys can get Dead Woman in the Envelope. We have quite a few people who think they have it. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, how about Cloris Leachman?
No, not Cloris. Nope. Hi, BAB. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Was she a big woman?
Somewhat.
Nell Carter?
Nell Carter is the Dead Woman in the Envelope.
Yeah.
Good job. Now
hold on. Hold the phone for 1 second. Nell Carter was not somewhat big. Nell Carter was one big broad.
I pictured Shirley from What's Happening, who's huge, and I thought
Nell Carter was way bigger than
Shirley. She's kind of short and big. Bigger than Shirley?
Nell Carter was
way...
Dude, you could put a tray on Nell Carter's ass. Yes. Nell Carter was
one... I never thought she was that big.
Big.
Wow.
All right, hold on, man.
All right, brother.
Very good.
Bro, sweet potato tots.
Oh, man. Nell Carter, the answer, Dead Woman in the Envelope. Ted, of course, you know the 2 shows, right?
Give Me a Break.
And she was a co-star in another one right after that, a couple years later, early 90s.
Who cares, bro?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
Come
right.
On.
Okay. That's with Holly Robinson Pete. And
while we have fat Nell Carter jumping up and down while her song plays on this video, do you want to describe the menu? Where you want to bang your food? Just give us some examples.
5 cheese mac, smoked mozzarella, aged gouda, sharp cheddar. Oh, man.
5 cheese mac.
3 cheese melt.
Do they have pulled pork mac and cheese?
No, they do. They do have Adam's rib melt. Braised short rib, brown gravy, aged cheddar on sourdough.
Mm. We're in trouble.
Hot damn.
Can't wait. All of that and dessert, too. Woo. I am in.
Burger melt, which I do believe is just a cheeseburger, but whatever.
Yeah. All right.
50-50 burger, butter melt.
Thanks for playing along with Dead Guy in the Envelope.